was a great match, and Ario enjoyed it. And they, it was there for him in the second set. That was the vital moment. There was a ball at break point up the tram lines, and I was trying to blow it in. If I had got in, it might have been a different result. But once that roof was on, then Federer was pretty dominant.
We were daring to believe in that second set, weren't we? I was watching that exact same point myself, and I thought, right, this is the defining moment in the game for him.
Yeah, sometimes that's a bit. I thought Andy played the best. His first set was the best set of tennis I've ever seen him play. I thought he was fantastic. And the second set had the absolute right attitude. If he'd gone two sets to love up, we'd had a different result. But I say, once that roof came on, I thought actually when the break happened, I thought the timing of it was good for Andy. But it's a different game. I mean, I don't know how it comes across on television, but when you're there, when that roof's on, it's a different atmosphere, a different game than it is when the roof's off. So anyway, he got, as he said himself, he got one closer. And also, I thought his post-match interview, he'll have made lots of new fans with that post-match interview. I mean, you have to show how much you care about these things.
Lost the match and won hearts around the country.
Yeah, but he's got other chances. He's got other chances to come. And as I was saying last night, I mean, I think Federer's the best player ever to lift a tennis racket. So there's no disgrace in losing to someone of that calibre. But he's got other chances to come, and he's getting a bit closer. And I think if he takes the right things out of the final, then he'll come back stronger than ever.
It was only last night, Alex, that I was saying to you that some people were questioning why Andy Murray doesn't show any emotion. I'm smiling to myself when I think what a difference 24 hours makes.
Yeah, but see, as I was saying to you last night, I thought that you have to do that in the run-up, because what he was talking about, the reason for the emotion and the outlet that came out after the finish of the match, is that the pressure on any home player at Wimbledon is totally extraordinary. And the only way to deal with it, in my view, is the way that he was dealing with it. But I thought the post-match interview just showed how much he passionately cares about it. I mean, certainly opening his heart and soul to millions watching on television will do him no harm at all. I was sitting there in the Royal Box, and I think I saw a tear in Pippa's eye. You know, I mean, he's going to win lots of new fans for doing that.
There were tears in my eyes. Were there tears in your eyes?
I had a wee greet, you know. I pretended I wasn't, but yeah, I mean, it was very emotional. And but yeah, I mean, that's the right thing. I mean, once it's over, bare your soul. But I do think he's right to try and keep a hold of himself and watch out for the hype during the tournament.
So this,
you know, it's a great match. It was, you know, it was a great entertainment.
So this tough first minister, Alex Salmond, that takes them all on and can growl and snarl when he needs to, Andy Murray made him cry today.
Well, yeah, it was a bit emotional. I mean, I made you cry. I mean, I may have a tough reputation, but you're the Iron Man of radio, are you not?
I don't know about that. Maybe with some of the Northern Ireland politicians. I haven't got round to you yet, Alex.
But, no, I mean, look, I always say these things, take the positives. And as he said quite rightly himself, he's closer than ever before. I think he'll come back stronger from the match. He's got time. And I think that the Grand Slam will be his. And once you win the first one, the second and third become that bit easier.
Even you must have got a real sense that the whole of the United Kingdom was behind him today. You could feel that.
I think Andy's got fans all over, and I think that's right and proper. And you know, people should support great tennis players. There's a lot of support for Federer today, and rightly so, because he's a fantastic player. I think Andy can go away with his head held high with millions of new fans and come back that bit stronger.
Will Scotland be doing anything for him when he comes home?
I think what he'd like, I'm going to talk to Andy and about that, but I suspect what he'd like is for us to do something for tennis, something more for tennis. We do a fair bit already, but I mean, tennis in Scotland is going great guns at the present moment. I mean, not just Andy, but the we've got great doubles pairings, we've got world-ranked women, we've got under-14 girls, and certainly are carrying all before them at the present moment. Our athletes with disabilities are doing well as well. So, but I think maybe do a wee bit more for Scottish tennis to acknowledge his achievement in getting to the final of Wimbledon. I suspect, but I've talked to him about it, I suspect that's what Andy would like best of all.
And of course, just finally, Alex, his journey, facing adversity, being caught up in Dunblane and building from that. Unbelievable.
Yeah, and you know, it's something, I mean, to my knowledge, he's only ever talked about it once, and that was in his autobiography. And it's seldom commented upon, and lots of people don't even know about it, incidentally. But, you know, he's overcome a huge challenge in his life, and he deserves all the more credit for it.
So what's your message to him, finally?
Chin up, great game, come back stronger, and next time you'll land a winner.